Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is always such a joy to have you guys connect with me and just permit me, what an honor, to permit me to come into your homes or from wherever you're watching and allow me to speak a word on this Monday. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of momentum. Momentum is so powerful. Sometimes we don't give thought to momentum. We don't know the power or the benefits of momentum. Let me talk to you about what momentum is. Let me define it first and foremost. Momentum, if I were to define it according to Webster's dictionary, it means the strength or the force that something has when it is moving. I'm going to say that again. It is the force and it is also the strength of something and that is moving. So really the force is coming from something that is moving. The strength is coming from something that is moving. It also means the strength or force that allows something to continue or to grow stronger and faster as time passes. Think about that. That's momentum. In other words, the force is getting stronger, the strength is getting stronger, and something is growing stronger and it's going faster as time passes. So then momentum really has a lot to do with speed. Momentum has everything to do with power and with strength. No wonder Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 and 9 talks to us about not growing weary in doing good, but in due season we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Because it's talking about us not growing weary. When we grow weary, we grow tired. When we grow tired, we start to slow down. But momentum is not slowing down. Momentum is a force. It gets stronger in time. Momentum, as we defined it, it is a strength of something. Something has a strength. Why? Because it keeps moving. When you look at the definition of momentum, it's really a force that something has. So something is getting forceful and stronger as time passes. It's getting faster as time passes. No wonder 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7 tells us, take courage. Do not let your hands get weak. Why does the Bible time and time again tell us not to grow weary, not to get tired? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. We know the famous scripture that Paul comes to us and tells us, do not get tired of fighting the good fight, but keep fighting the good fight. Don't grow weary in it. The good fight of faith. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. It says, if we endure, look at the conditions. Galatians 6, 9 tells us, if we do not get tired or weary, then we're going to reap the harvest. Here, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 tells us, if you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. In other words, if you need endurance, you're going to need it so that you can receive the promise. 2 Timothy, let me go back to that one, chapter 2, verse 12. If we endure, then we will also reign with him. And then it says, if we deny him, he will also deny us. And it talks about endurance. It talks about perseverance. Paul told us time and time again to persevere like a good soldier, to persevere like somebody who is running a race. Momentum is powerful. Why is momentum powerful? Momentum is really a force. It's really a strength that one gains from not stopping. It's a force that one gains that is received or is gained through a continuation of something. Why does God continue to tell us to endure, to not give up, to press on, to keep fighting, to have perseverance, to endure like a good soldier? Why does the Bible tell us that? Let me tell you why. Because momentum will always bring a breakthrough in your life. Momentum is actually the result, or I should say this, breakthrough is a result of momentum. Do you need breakthrough in any area of your life? Then you're going to need momentum. Momentum is what brings the breakthrough. Think about that. In other words, when you continue and continue and continue and you don't stop, what is happening is you're getting stronger. You're growing stronger. It's getting faster. It's building a momentum. Now think about even momentum when it comes to prayer, because God tells us to have momentum and to keep momentum even in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us, pray without ceasing. The word ceasing means without stopping. Momentum means don't stop. That's the definition of momentum. Don't stop. Keep going. Why? Because you're building a strength. And momentum is really the strength and the force that is actually being or a result of, that is actually being produced because of something that doesn't stop. So if your prayers don't stop, if you don't stop doing good, you continue to do good. If you endure till the end, if you keep pressing on, if you keep and continue in obedience in every area of your life, if you keep believing God, if you keep fighting the good fight of faith, not just sometimes, not occasionally, not when you feel like it, not when it's convenient, not when everything's good, but in the good and in the bad, you maintain a consistency. Momentum is powerful. It's what's going to bring you your breakthrough. That's why God told us, never stop praying. It says, but pray without ceasing, continuously. Momentum has everything to do with whether or not you're going to receive the victory. Momentum has everything to do with whether or not you're going to attain the victory. Sometimes people start and then stop. Sometimes people become inconsistent. Sometimes people start, and because momentum stops in their life, they don't continue. You know, think about something when you gain momentum in something. Think about maybe a force, or you're pushing a car. Maybe a car stalled on the side of the road, and now you need to push it maybe to a gas station. When you think about it, you're on the back of that car to get that car going. Oh, it's energy. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes strength. But once that car starts going, you got momentum. And then it goes faster and faster, doesn't it? Now, if that car were to stop and you were to stop pushing it, what would happen to that car? It would stall. It would stop. And then you're going to have to, again, catch momentum. You're going to have to build momentum again. And many people are like that. Many people start and stop. They lose momentum. They lose momentum in prayer. They lose momentum in serving God. They lose momentum in even going to church. How many people, even after this pandemic, lost momentum? There was a transition. God was wanting to take you somewhere, but you lost momentum. Maybe you lost momentum in going to church. You lost momentum in serving God. You lost momentum when it came to your faith. You lost momentum. Maybe you went on vacation, and that's okay. We all need a vacation. We all need rest. But we never are at rest spiritually. You know, many people lose their momentum even then. You know, we lose, we get distracted. We get sidetracked. We lose sight of the good fight that we have to fight. Momentum is powerful. It's going to cost you your victory. That's what will bring you about your victory, because momentum will always, always bring about a breakthrough. Momentum is at the heart of everything. When you think about it, momentum is at the heart of your prayer. Momentum is at the heart of your relationship with God. Momentum is powerful. Momentum is the force and the strength that will get something stronger and faster. In the Bible, we see countless stories of somebody who lost momentum all because of their disobedience. Sometimes we've seen people who maybe took a long break. You know, David lost momentum. David was a powerful guy, but yet he lost momentum. The Bible says that he was in a season of war when kings would go to war. He lost his momentum. He stopped doing what he was supposed to do. He wound up in the where? In the roof of a house looking at Bathsheba, and that cost him a lot. Momentum will cost you everything. You have to keep your momentum. You know, sometimes when people don't have momentum, it's almost like a rhythm. Think about a rhythm. Think about everything in our lives. Think about a sports team. When a sports team has momentum, they've got the upper hand. They're winning. Momentum is powerful. Think about a sports team that you like, and they've had a momentum, and they've been winning and winning, and they have this winning streak, and it's just this momentum that is going. What's happening to them is they're getting stronger, and they're going faster. That's what momentum does to us. And the most effective time that you will be, as a matter of fact, your most effective season is when you have momentum. The most ineffective time in your life is when you have lost momentum. I guess the question in this podcast would be, are you losing momentum? Are you slowing down? Or do you have a rhythm? Think about a rhythm. Think about a band, a worship team, a praise team, right? They've got a rhythm. There's a rhythm to that. There's a rhythm. And the rhythm is so powerful. When somebody's out of rhythm, the music just doesn't really go. You don't have a tempo. You don't have a beat. The enemy's goal is to stop your rhythm. The enemy's goal is to stop your momentum, because he knows the power of momentum. He knows that momentum will always proceed. You going faster, you're stronger, you're gaining force. And that is what's going to bring about a sudden, crazy, powerful breakthrough in your life. Momentum is at the heart of everything. Stop taking breaks. I know it's summer. I know that everybody went on vacation, but that doesn't mean you should stop your momentum. Get right back on track. I've seen it time and time again. How many times people say, oh, I just need this and I need that. Listen, go on vacation, but don't stop your momentum. If you need to take a rest, go on rest, but don't stop your momentum. You have to keep a tempo, a rhythm. You know, even kids, when you think about it, they learn rhythms at a very young age because there's power in rhythm. They learn their ABCs. How? Through rhythm. When you look at somebody that needs to memorize something, they learn it. How? Through rhythm. Rhythm is powerful. When you stop the rhythm, it's hard to attain it again, to retrieve it again. The power of momentum. And sometimes people start and stop. And because they start and stop, they tend to drop off. They drop off in their spiritual walk, or they just don't finish well, or they don't finish strong. So momentum does matter. I want you to say that to yourself. Momentum matters. Momentum does matter. Every day, you have to pick up that momentum. And if you have a rhythm and you have momentum, let me tell you something. It's going to be really hard for the enemy to stop you. Because once you have your momentum, listen, it's hard for an enemy to try to come and disrupt a momentum. Let me just say this to you. There's two things that the enemy wants to stop in your life. He wants to intercept in your life. One, he wants to stop momentum in your life. And two, he wants to take your sobriety. If he took your momentum and he takes your sobriety, you are already defeated. You have to keep your momentum and you have to maintain yourself very sober. So what causes us to break momentum? Several things. I just listed a few. I think bitterness is probably the quickest way to lose your momentum. If you're bitter, angry at somebody, you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's the quickest way to stop your momentum. Because the enemy is always looking to stop your momentum. He doesn't like you stronger. He doesn't like a force behind you. He doesn't like the power that you're gaining from this continual prayers without ceasing, from your consistency, from you constantly serving God. He doesn't like it because he knows there's power in that. I think bitterness is one. Another reason why people stop their momentum is inconsistency. You're just inconsistent. You're up and down. We don't know what you're going to get. You're like a box of chocolates. We don't know what we're going to get that day. Listen, you need to stop that inconsistency in your life because it's costing you momentum. Another reason is doubt. When we begin to doubt God, or when we begin to fear, fear is another reason why we stop momentum. Like, check yourself and really identify the areas that stop your momentum. Is it fear? Is it weariness? Are you getting tired? Have you been through a hard season and now you are growing weary? You used to pray, but because the attack came, the problem came. Now you feel weary and you feel tired. Listen, the enemy is trying to take your momentum. You need to do everything possible to go back on your knees and to seek the Father and ask him to just give you the strength. Where do you put your focus? Because that's another reason why we lose our momentum, where we put our focus. Or even problems. Problems that come our way, attacks that come our way, are really there to stop our momentum. Did you know that every attack of the enemy is to just oppose you so that it can stop your momentum? See, Satan hated the fact that the apostles in the book of Acts were causing havoc, were winning souls, were advancing the kingdom of God. Satan hated it. He needed to put the apostles in prison. What was the imprisonment all about? To stop their momentum. What was all the floggings that was caused over Paul's life, over Peter's life, over the apostles' life? It was all to stop their momentum. What are the attacks in your life about? To stop your momentum. What is the opposition about? To stop your momentum. You have to know how to dust yourself off like Paul did, and you have to know how to keep the momentum and the rhythm in your life. Another reason is disobedience. That sometimes will cause your momentum. Disobedience will stop momentum in your life. There's disobedience in your life, let me tell you. That's gonna stop your momentum because one day you feel like serving God and another day you don't feel like serving God. And that disobedience is actually causing you to gain strength and momentum in your life. Another one is laziness. Laziness is also a big one because we are lazy. We don't want to continue. You know, maybe you wake up that day, you don't know how to command your soul. You don't know how to command your mind. You don't know how to command your flesh. And because of that, that's causing your momentum. I guess the question I want to leave you with today is, have you lost momentum? And is that momentum that maybe you no longer have, is that costing you your breakthrough? I don't know when your breakthrough is going to come, but I do know that God is a God of suddenlies. He wants your breakthrough to come. So maybe you're watching me and you need a breakthrough in an area of your life. You're going to need momentum. And that momentum will always, always precede a big breakthrough. I pray that throughout this podcast, something was triggered. Something was ministered to you so that you can know, wait, this is interrupting me. This is intercepting my momentum. This is trying to stop the force from being powerful in my life. This power that God has given me, something is trying to intercept that so that I don't continue in acceleration, so that I don't continue in this power that God has given us called the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to bring that maybe conviction over your life that is needed so that you can continue this momentum. You went out of town. You went on vacation. Glory to God. You had rest. Pick up the momentum again. Pick up the momentum again. Momentum is powerful. I want to pray for all those people that maybe are watching me and you kind of feel like you've slowed down. Maybe the attack slowed you down. Maybe you feel like you just, I don't know, got slapped. Maybe the enemy has come in like a flood. I want to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. And I pray, Father, by the blood of the Lamb, God, that their momentum continues throughout, God, this next season, through transitions. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would minister your people today. I pray, God, Lord, that you would shed light through this podcast. And Lord, I call a rhythm to them. I call a rhythm in their spirit. I call a rhythm in their walk. I call a rhythm in serving you. We thank you for this podcast in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.